Letter to the Editor by Walter P. Effing Moe. Title: WWJD? Probably not this. I'm old enough to remember when every wrist in America had a WWJD bracelet on it. What would Jesus do? You couldn't pump gas, buy a Mountain Dew, or vote for a school board member without seeing those four little letters dangling off someone's arm like a moral compass. Apparently, we've all forgotten how compasses work. Because lately, I keep hearing a whole lot of people who claim to follow Jesus, loudly, proudly, bumper sticker, boldly, saying things like, "Send them back. Build a wall. They're not like us. America first." Let me ask again, what would Jesus do? Would he cheer while buses full of immigrants are dumped in random cities as a political stunt? Would he demand armed patrols at the border, snarling at desperate families fleeing violence? Would he quote Leviticus and ignore the red letters of his own gospel? Or would he say, because he literally did, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemies. Do not judge. Put your sword away. Blessed are the peacemakers." You want to slap the word Christian on your politics? Fine. But that means you don't get to pick and choose the parts of Jesus you like. The Jesus who flipped tables would have flipped a whole damn voting booth over by now. Jesus never said America first. He said the last will be first. So if you're out here spouting hate in the name of Christ, I've got news for you. You're not wearing a WWJD bracelet. You're wearing a WTFWJD bracelet. What the flip would Jesus do? And you already know the answer. Walter P. Effing Moe, founder, the Sermon on the Porch Initiative. Because the mount was taken.